Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional across the daily country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight in and talk to the beautiful ladies from Marawa Law. We have Michaela and Alex who come to join us here in the studios. And the topic today, Telstra faces $50 million fines for exploiting Indigenous customers. Ladies, very good morning. How are you both?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks.
Really good, thank you.
Fantastic. Michaela, start with you. Who are your mob? Where are you from?
So my name's Michaela. I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander woman with family connections to Mobiog Island.
Okay, fantastic. Alex, who are your mob?
And I'm Alexandra Hohoi, and I've got family ties to Murray Island. Very proud Torres Islander woman.
Yes, proud. Fantastic. Thank you guys coming to the table. Look, a very important conversation here. Telstra faces $50 million fines for exploiting Indigenous customers. To me, which is probably a drop in the ocean for Telstra, but tell us what they did and how they were fined. Start with, the introduction into that situation. Alex, start with you, sister.
So Telstra has admitted that it breached consumer law after they unethically sold mobile phone plans to over 108 Indigenous customers who could not afford them and didn't understand the mobile phone contracts they were on.
So how did this happen?
Telstra is the main service provider in remote communities, the Indigenous customers were going into those stores to get a new phone and were signing contracts for high premium phone plans, which they did not understand and were unable to afford. So as we all know, many of the Indigenous customers spoke English as a second or third language out there. They had difficulties understanding Telstra's written contracts, were unemployed and relied on government benefits or pensions as their primary source of income. So what essentially the Telstra staff members were doing was they weren't providing a full and proper explanation of the mobile phone contract and were falsely telling Indigenous customers that the products they would receive were for free or including products such as overseas data allowances that they would not need.
So what was the consequence of these mobile phone contracts? Back to you, Alex.
So the mob and the Indigenous customers purchasing the phones were thinking that they were getting a cheap plan or even a free plan, only later to be billed with $2,000 fines or more, exceeding their data allowance or phone usage.
And so with that, the Indigenous customers had an average debt, of how much?
They had an average debt of $7,500 each, with one customer having almost $19,000 in debt. They were experiencing severe personal financial hardship and also the distress of not understanding contracts and dealing with debt collectors regularly.
So what rights did their mob as customers have?
So under the Australian consumer law, all customers have certain rights when they buy any product or service, which also includes a mobile phone service. So these include your rights to repair, replace or get a refund, as well as compensation for any damages or losses. So the Indigenous customers made a complaint to the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, about the problems they were experiencing with Telstra and the service that they were providing to them. And once the ACCC became aware of what was happening to the customers in the remote communities, the ACCC launched an 18-month investigation into Telstra's conduct.
So what did the ACCC investigation find out?
So the ACCC investigation looked into the Telstra mobile phone plans that were entered into with the Indigenous customers between January 2016 to August 2018. The ACCC found that Telstra acted unconscionably when it signed up 108 Indigenous customers to the phone plans, which they could not afford or understand the contract. It was also found that the Telstra staff were signing up the customers on the same day they visited the store. The staff were also falsely indicating that the customers were employed so that they could pass the credit assessment and enter into the mobile phone contract, knowing well that they were receiving government benefits. They were also taking advantage of Indigenous customers' social, language, literacy and cultural vulnerabilities in order to make a quick sale. So overall, the investigation is a reminder to all businesses to make sure that they are complying with the Australian consumer law when dealing with customers, especially vulnerable customers in regional or remote communities.
Exactly. So what happens now?
Yeah, so since the outcome of the ACCC investigation, Telstra has taken steps to waive the debts and refund the money paid by the 108 Indigenous customers. Telstra has also agreed to pay a penalty of $50 million, and that decision will be made by the federal court at a later date.
So when you say they've made the decision or agreed to pay $50 million, but the decision is made by the federal court, so it's not confirmed that there's $50 million.
It hasn't been confirmed at this point. The judge will have to make the final decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, okay. So where can I go if I am experiencing issues with mobile phone service provider, for example?
So if you are experiencing problems with your mobile service provider or struggling to pay a bill on time due to financial difficulties, first place you should go is your mobile service provider.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cannot resolve your problem or you feel like you might have been in a similar situation, you can make a complaint to the ACCC. Their number is 1300 302 502, or you can make an inquiry at www.accc.gov.au.
Oh, fantastic. So it just goes to show, ladies, that no matter how big you are as a company, you still got to abide by the rules and respect your customers.
Yep, that's right.
Because we're all customers and have got rights.
That's it, especially under the Australian consumer law.
Yes, so we're all protected. So, look, a slap on the wrist here for Telstra.
Huge slap.
Yeah, huge slap.
they deserve it.
yeah, they deserve it, but probably pittance to how much money we're talking here, to how much money they make. But, look, there it is. You need to abide by the rules and respect the customers. And well, by the rules of ACCC, because someone's watching you, and they need to be policed. The big companies, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, fantastic, ladies. Thank you very much for coming in. Who is Murrow Law?
So Murrow Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. If you'd like to contact us, please do call us on 07404130888.
All right, to Delhi. Thank you very much, ladies. All the best to you and your beautiful team. Big shout out to the girls there. Big shout out to Leah Cameron, the director and the principal of the firm. And look, represent, leading from the front, girls.
Thank you. Girls can do anything.
Thank you so much.
To Delhi, girls. Bye bye. A beautiful yarn there with the girls from Murrow Law. That's Alex and Michaela. And look, a very juicy conversation there regarding Telstra, who faces $50 million fines for exploiting Indigenous customers. And there was about 108 Indigenous customers who could not afford to pay back the phone bills in regard to the phone contracts. But they did exploit. And look, they are going through the courts, and it's not looking pretty for Telstra. But there's ACCC at the table as well, supporting our people. But to all customers, he said, look before you leap and do your homework. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that deadly number 1-800-422-416. To deadly.
Dance to the beat of beat, Jilly Boudet, Gino. Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. A very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. The Delhi program is National Talk Black. I'm your host, and we're taking it right through 12 noon Queensland time. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, we're live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yes, let's talk food. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Himanshi Manshur Luha and talk about foodie trails. And she's here to have a chat and have a yarn and love talking about food. Himanshi, very good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you for coming to the program. As we say here in this country, working with our mob, we say, who your mob, where you from? Who is Himanshi and where are you from, my sister?
Well, I have to say, I would like to explain it really well. My mob is from the Gujarati community in Mumbai, India.
Yes.
But I now am on the Kulin Nations in Melbourne. Okay. And have made this my home.
Oh, beautiful. Well, welcome to the Big Island, we would say.
It is a pretty big island.
It is. Let's talk food, foodie trails. Tell us what Foodie Trails is all about and also your connection with our First Nation chef, Mr. Mark Oliver.
Sure. So Foodie Trails is a cultural experience provider in Melbourne. We do tours, cooking classes and events. Mm-hmm. And in the last year, with not being able to run any in-person events because, you know, unlike you guys up in Queensland, down in Melbourne, we've been in lockdown
much
the
yes.
whole year. So we've had to come up with creative ways to be entertained as yes. well as talking to guests and keeping people connected to food and culture.
Yes.
And so we started creating some boxes of ingredients for people to use at home and discover new flavors and cultures. And I met with Mark in 2012 where he was talking about native ingredients at an event and I was talking about international spices.
And being a native woman from across the way, that would have pricked your attention, yes?
It absolutely did. I didn't even realize how many fascinating ingredients we had in Australia,
yes.
what their flavor properties are. And, you know, there's so many similarities in some of the flavor profiles. Like my absolute favorite in Indian spices is pepper. Mm-hmm. And I tried the mountain pepperberry. And I put it in my mouth thinking, yep, it's just like pepper, no problem.
It works.
You know,
we can do this. We can use this, yes.
It's not as sharp. And then I bit into it and I'm going, oh, my God, it's got that afterburn, which was absolutely fascinating. and so, you know, that's been my journey of discovery and learning about all of the different ingredients. And I thought, people have to know about this. How yes. can we, you know, get them to start creatively using this in their everyday cooking? It's on our land, you know. Where there's so much on offer, but we hardly know anything about it. So, and this is especially me as a migrant. I hadn't had any exposure to this growing up. So I was thinking, there's a lot of people like me, and let's see if we can find ways to introduce this. Just the way Mark introduced it to me at this event, I wanted other people to start, you know, knowing about the native ingredients. And so I thought, all right, let me put it all in a box. Let me get all of these wonderful people from the community to talk about their experiences with these ingredients growing up, how they use it in their cooking, giving us recipes to put in the recipe book, you know, and really introducing people to the ingredients from people who have grown up with it, people who understand it and share their stories. And then,
well, we as First Nation people, we've always said that, like, bush tucker's on the menu, you know, and we've got a supermarket out there in the bush, so to speak, you know, and you're learning from the best.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so much out there. There's so many ingredients to play with. There's so many different cultures, and you know, you just need to spend a little bit of time to understand it,
yes.
and it will completely blow your mind.
Well, and
so
you look at food, I think you would agree, Himanshi, is the food is the bridge for building relationships, communication, bringing humans together and connecting.
I absolutely 100% agree. It's our philosophy at Foodie Trails, you know, it's bringing people together and breaking down cultural barriers, and we use food as a medium to do that. So everything we do is connected to food and is connected to culture in some way or the other. And it's just about, you know, making it accessible, approachable, and understandable. Just because you don't know about something doesn't mean that it's not fascinating.
So with Foodie Trail starting in Melbourne, can you expand it as such?
Absolutely. Look, because of the pandemic, we had to take a step back, but we have done events up in New South Wales, and we've done a couple of events up in Queensland a while ago, but we haven't really brought our tours. But by doing these experience boxes in the last year, we've reached audiences that we've never had access to before. So we're shipping out boxes to WA, we're shipping out boxes to Tasmania, to Queensland, and, you know, people are really getting behind it, which is really fun because they have that curiosity and they want to know more about native ingredients, and we're just happy to be able to, you know, have that bridge to give them the ability to do that.
So regarding more information, how do people get in touch with you, my dear?
Yep, so we're www.foodietrails.com.au.
All right, fantastic. So go online, start the communication, start cooking, and start building bridges, my sister.
Absolutely, thank you.
Nice talking with you. You take care. All the best to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Himanshi Manchur Luha, Indian sister who's now made Australia home. And look, food is the powerful tool she's using in regard to communication and building bridges and connecting people together. And she was so overwhelmed meeting the Indigenous chef Mark Olive and talk about working together. And it's a fantastic opportunity. So do check it out online. That's all the W's, and that's Foodie Trails. foodietrails.com.au. Check it out and have that communication and start cooking. We could say bush tacos on the menu for Christmas. Check that out. Too deadly. Have your say. Yana Strong, add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Jews Radio Service. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
Searching for that hidden pearl, snuggled in a haven of blue. Wave goodbye to my family, pray I'll return in one piece. Diving down with no tank on my back, just the air in my lungs to help me. And I'm a long way from of the captain telling me to earn my keep. So I'm free diving into the waters I go. Yes, I'm Japanese watching my sides, free diving. The night is warm and the moon is high, but my body feels like ice. A diver's arms wrap around my chest, saying everything is alright. But I'm a long way from telling me to earn my keep. So I'm free diving into the waters I go. Yes, I'm free. Watching my sides, free diving. Down to my last cigarette, and my veins ain't need a fix. Can I borrow a buck from you? You're always there when a friend in need. See me through those wasted years. I knew I could count on you. Like the nights when the wind and rain fell softly down on us, while you cried on my shoulder. As we walk these darkened streets, like the people we would meet, there's no love in the eyes of strangers. Softly spoken words you would preach, open dreams and life it seems. While on the streets the battles are won and lost, fight the demons that's inside. There's no place to run and hide, only the darkness of your mind. Maria, don't stand behind. Get up and walk with me through the fields of our minds. Midnight train is on the moon. Through the rain it would go, as it cut through the darkened night. From my window the whistle blows, heading towards tomorrow. Left behind the stranded souls. Will you light me a cigarette? Come to bed and let's forget. Said we're illusions of our own destiny. We'll always be only one for me. You're like Mother Earth, wind and fire. The feeling I have is empty. My dreams with a needle. My jingling nerve screams for one more, but just one more, but just one more, but just one more.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. spirit. A ghost from the mountain. Dripping iron janan. Nayakura jara. My hair standing up. My doggy's hair too. Getting frightened. This place is haunted. Like you in your way. Good keeping on down. Don't cook that meat.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbrabit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Dan Lubman, Turning Point Executive Clinical Director, Director of Monash University, Addiction Research Centre. And we're going to discuss Australia's addiction, the crisis that is upon us. A very good morning, Professor Dan. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for coming to the table. Look, a very important conversation in regard to Australia's addiction crisis. So we're talking alcohol, drugs and gambling. Is that right?
That's right. We know that one in five Australians will struggle with an alcohol, drug and gambling problem at some time in their lives. It's something that, you know, that, you know, affects people, particularly when they're struggling in other areas of their life.
Mm.
And it's important that we have that conversation, because often we know that many individuals and families are struggling in silence. It's really this opportunity to get it out into public and have this conversation.
Look, addiction has been upon us for many years. Would you feel though that the pandemic has risen that those numbers?
Almost, you know, definitely. I mean, we know that at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, both in Australia and around the world, sales for alcohol went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
We know that when at times of uncertainty, when people are fearful about the future, when people feel stressed, they often turn to, you know, alcohol, drugs or gambling to cope. And that's certainly what we've been seeing through this pandemic. And I think one of the things that the pandemic has also taught us is, you know, to sort of step back and essentially rethink,
mm,
you know, our whole approach to life and how we think about things. And I think that's really what we're wanting to do here, is to take that step back, ask the question around what is the role of alcohol, drugs and gambling in our lives, who does it affect,
yes,
and are we, you know, as a nation doing the most appropriate things to support families in trouble.
The harms that are associated with alcohol, drugs and gambling, what sort of harms are we talking?
Look, obviously there's harms to the individual, both in terms of physical health and mental health and finances, and you know, in terms of their connections to both family and the broader community. But we know that, you know, addiction is one of the most, is in fact the most stigmatized health condition globally. We know that not only does it affect the individual, but it actually affects the family around them. And often we know that the families themselves struggle to get the support they need because there's a lot of shame and judgment associated with it. And we know all that shame and judgment, you know, impacts the mental health, impacts, you know, the way in which people connect with each other. And it's something that we've really got to start talking more about.
And regarding the impact on a brain function, tell us the impact there, please, Professor.
Well, we've been, you know, as a civilization, we've been using alcohol and drugs since we were first able to walk, essentially, because we know that these things change our mental state, and essentially we like things that help us to relax, help us to cope with different situations. So, you know, drugs of all description, you know, affect our brain function, affect sort of how, you know, to give us a bit of mental space to sort of deal with anxiety, deal with the pressures in our life. But also, unfortunately, as we start taking them more and more, they also change our brain, and so change the way our brain thinks. You know, things that we start, you know, the things that we used to enjoy, we don't tend to get the same pleasure out of them, and affects our decision making. And that's why we need to talk more honestly about the impact it has and whether the responses we have at the moment are fit for purpose.
Yes. Professor Dan, what about the treatment responses for addiction?
Well, I think it's all unfamiliar to, you know, to people listening, but, you know, I hear time and time again that, you know, that unfortunately it's so hard to navigate and find the right type of service. Now, we have some fantastic clinicians, fantastic services, but the system's essentially broken, and, it's a real lottery in terms of what people get. And, you know, if we think about any other health disorder, if we're thinking about people presenting with a heart attack or presenting with diabetes or presenting, you know, with cancer, you know, anywhere in Australia you go, you can be guaranteed to get high quality treatment. And unfortunately, the sad truth is that doesn't happen in addiction. And the question we're asking and the campaign we're running, you know, Rethink Addiction, rethinkaddiction.org.au, is really bringing together health organisations from across Australia to say, look, you know, enough is enough. We need to offer the same level of high quality care to people with addiction. And we need to think differently about how the community thinks about addiction and responds.
I suppose the phrase that they're using with the pandemic, we're all in this together, yes?
We definitely are in it together. I mean, I'm not sure if you had the opportunity to see, but we were just involved in a documentary, Addicted Australia on SBS, which is still on SBS On Demand. It follows the lives of 10 extraordinary Australians and their families who were willing to put up their hand to come for treatment and show their journey, you know, to the nation. And what it certainly shows is that addiction doesn't discriminate. You know, we have this, the stigma is profound, so we have this 20-year delay in help seeking, which is doing nobody any favours. And the shame is that addiction is treatable, but most of the community doesn't think it is or doesn't know where to get that help. And that's what we've got to change.
Exactly. So it's all about support with family and friends as well. I mean, we need to reach out, and our family members, friends, could reach back, got to reach back, give them an opportunity to reach back.
That's exactly right. And we know, you know, that every family is touched to some degree,
yes,
wherever they are in Australia. It's the great secret that we don't want to discuss. You know, one of the things that I do when I go out and I tell people what I do, everyone's in some ways falling over themselves to tell me about a friend, a colleague, a family member who's struggling.
Exactly.
Yet for some reason, we don't want to have this conversation in public. We don't want to call out the sort of great hypocrisy that, that, you know, this is a major issue, yet we're not, you know, that the services and the supports we have in place are just not adequate.
Yes.
And that's why we're calling on this movement to rethink addiction and really try and change the community view and government's view about what is possible.
Well, Professor Dan, our conversation here on National Talk Black is another tool we're using. I want to thank you very much for coming to the program. All the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Professor Dan Lubman, Turning Point Executive Clinical Director, Director at Monash Addiction Research Centre, and we're discussing Australia's addiction crisis on alcohol, drugs, and also gambling. and as he mentioned, doesn't discriminate, and we all need to do our bit. We've had someone in our family that has been touched by addiction, and it's about getting it together, working together, and supporting our loved ones. Have your say, Yanuf Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim 20, Trevor Murray from Macquarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. National Talk Black comes to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumber Group Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So give the Murray a call, let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Drank from a falling glass, that it was sealed. Strange how that kiss and that toast blew so many lives away. Hey, Mr. Diplomat, would you learn to cover? Judgment Day, when you face the light, blew away, kissed away your hair, your part in the genocide. Dying in the street.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1800 422 416.
Come join the journey, journey of healing. Let the spirits guide us hand in hand. Let's walk together into the future. The time has come to make a stand. Let's heal our hearts. Come and join the journey of healing, together as one across this land. Our people still suffer, our children still pain. With the bitter tears, this land still rains. Their cries still heal our hearts, let's heal our pain, and bring the stolen children home again. Come and join the journey of healing, together as one across this land. To go for
for together we must heal our past. For the lies of history are revealed at last. For our native children to trust again, we must take this journey together as friends. Come join the journey, journey of healing. Let the spirits guide us hand in hand.